Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short message. And I hope that you will stay tuned to this station because I have quite a few scriptures which I think are quite necessary. Now, each of us need a guide in life to help us to know how to go, how to live, what decisions to make. We're continually faced with decisions day after day, and we need the Lord to help us. Now, there's a scripture in Jeremiah 10:23-24, which goes like this. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Here this writer realized that he needed God to direct him, and that it wasn't within his power to direct his steps without the help of God. But all he says, do it with judgment when you correct me, Lord. Don't just do away with me, but correct me so that I may know the right way to go. Now, without directions in life, one will surely go astray. It doesn't matter how educated or learned or trained or experienced they may be, yet they need God to direct their lives. This is the need of our nation, of our country, and every family and home and individual. There's a scripture in James 1:16 which is so impressive. It says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." Do not err. In other words, don't go astray. Don't miss the mark. Don't fail to accomplish what you should in life. Now, I'd like you to notice some of the reasons why I think that folks go astray. You look about you and you see many, many folks that have gone astray. Some of them have turned aside to old drunkenness and reveling and the pleasures of the world and just apparently throw their life away. Life isn't valued very highly unless, just the common trend of the world. It just isn't valued very greatly at all. Now, here are some of the reasons, in my opinion, why folks go astray. Ignorance. Just plain don't know. Or stubbornness. They just aren't willing to be told. You can't tell them. They won't listen. They won't do it. Or unwilling to be led. Just don't. I don't care what you say. You're not going to convince me. I'm going to do what I please. This is the attitude that some have. And then there are others who are just actually deceived. They think that they're going right, but they are not going the way that leadeth unto life eternal, because Jesus said, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Now, number one, I'd like to talk about some of these things, why folks go astray. And number one, I'd say that there are those who are being led by false teachers. Now, this may be a religious teacher. It may be an educator. It may be someone great in the world. But it doesn't matter at all who they are if they are not going the way that God would teach and direct by His Spirit and His Word, then that way is wrong. Listen, "Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor." In other words, they take away the words of the Lord from his neighbor. "Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, He saith." Here they're pretending that God says this. "Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord." Now that's in Jeremiah 23, verses 30 through 32. So here these folks are saying, the Lord said this and the Lord sent me. Listen, friends, I ask you today and I invite you, don't take what is told you without searching it out and seeking if this is what the word of the Lord says. In fact, I invite you to do that. Even as you listen to this broadcast, Go to the Bible. Take your Bible. Read it. Search the Scriptures. It doesn't take a mastermind, so to speak, to learn the simple things of God, the simple ways that God would lead. Just be willing to go that way. So false teachers often cause folks to go astray. Again, in Micah 3 and 5, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against them. So these folks would be saying peace, peace, and really the ones who's doing all this crying and prophesying, they're mostly looking out for their own welfare. Again, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord, mountain of the house of the Lord, shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow in unto it, and many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Micah 4, 1, 2. Now, what do you think that means? The mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. I declare to you that I don't believe that's talking about some literal house of the Lord being established in literal Jerusalem. But I believe that's a prophecy talking about this day in which we live. The house of the Lord now is established in the top of the mountain. That means it's above every religious organization or man-made doctrines or anything of the kind. The house of the Lord is established in the top of the mountains. Now, the only way to get in that house of the Lord is come by way of repentance and seeking the truth and being born of the Spirit and flowing into God's people. Now, ancient Israel, according to Micah 3, 10, 11, here's what happened. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. Micah 3, 10, 11. So they pretend that now, not only would that be literal Israel back in those days, but even now, there's some of the same things that's being done in the spiritual sense. Isn't the Lord with us? And yet they're doing it for hire, for money, and for their own welfare. These false teachers are just abounding in the world today. Listen, in Deuteronomy 13, 1, 4, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Friends, I declare to you this day that there are many false prophets in the land today saying, thus saith the Lord, and the Lord sent me, and the Lord didn't send them at all. So search the Scriptures. Now, these are folks who are being led by false prophets. Again, there are some who go astray because of ignorance. There are many things which you don't know, which are very dangerous to you. It's like when Brother Richard Madden was over in India, and he was walking along with great fear of the snakes as it grew toward evening. Many of them over there carry lights with them to run the snakes away at night. And so here he was walking along, and it was getting late in the day. And so he asked Brother John Varghese, he said, now, where are these snakes likely to be? Are they likely to be over there, like under that rock or somewhere? Brother John Varghese pointed there to his feet somewhere nearby, and he said, just like right there where you're standing. Well, that really put a fear in his heart. So, I tell you, friends, The enemy just has a lot of traps, and just because one is ignorant is no excuse. And Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Matthew 22:29. So you can go astray just by being ignorant of what the Lord has to say. Again, the scriptures in Hebrews 3:10-12. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation, said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So I say there is great danger. Again, we find when Philip went down to Samaria and he preached the gospel and they received it with joy, there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all give heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great power of God. Acts 8:9-10. But later, when Peter and John came down there, they found this Simon was in iniquity, and they rebuked him because of his sin. Oh, friends, give heed to whom you listen. Now, the effects of this error will cause one to be lost, whether it's from ignorance or whether it's from being deceived or whether someone leads them astray, just the same. It doesn't matter. Now, the way to get out of error is to come clear from it. One scripture there in Proverbs 19:27 says, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. And Jesus said, of course, search the scriptures. So just don't take the preacher's word, but search the scriptures and see if he is telling you the truth. Another thing to remember, keep an understanding heart. Keep your heart and mind open for the truth. Search the scriptures. Seek for the Spirit of God, and may He always lead you right. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege of bringing this short message to the listeners of the broadcast. Bless each one of them. We pray Thou wilt reveal the truth to them, and may they have a willing heart to walk therein. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I could not do without Thee. I could not do without Thee, O Savior of the lost, whose precious blood redeemed me at such tremendous cost. Thy righteousness, Thy pardon, Thy precious blood must be my only hope and comfort, my glory and my plea. I could not do without Thee. I cannot stand alone. I have no strength or goodness, no wisdom of my own. But Thou, beloved Savior, art all in all to me, and weakness will be power if leaning hard on Thee. I could not do without Thee, for oh, the way is long, and I am often weary, and the sigh replaces song. How could I do without Thee? I do not know the way. Thou knowest, and Thou leadest, and wilt not let me stray. My friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.